Hello, everybody. Welcome to It's About Bravo, the show where we talk almost too much about Bravo. I'm one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm Modesto.
And we have a lot to talk about this week.
So much to discuss.
I'm so excited because this is our actual, like, real first episode. Like, you guys got a little taste of what
right,
these two Geminis.
Right, and little tea, like, we shot that or, like, recorded that about a month ago. So we've just been, like, so, like, eager to get in front of
texting
the mic.
Texting each
and,
other yeah, every day, like, I can't wait to record again.
I'm so ready for this again. And it's been being received so well.
Yeah,
so
I'm super excited.
I'm really excited. This is so fun.
Well, anyways, before we get into Roni, we just finished watching the episode. Such
fresh
a great premiere. But we
episode.
Wanted to talk about a few things that have happened since our introduction episode, like this Housewives All-Stars.
I mean, that's like the biggest thing. The photos, like, just like the behind-the-scenes tea. There was almost like too much tea, but then that stopped. Like, the tweeting stopped about, like, the dynamics, and it was just photos.
I was almost like, is this guy making it up? Like, I mean, there was, yeah, like, one point where he was like, Ramona ran to a room and pushed Kenya over a balcony. And I'm like,
physical altercation.
What do you get out of here?
Stop. I hate that kind of stuff. But, like, the photos I'm okay with because they get you so hype. Like,
yeah,
just, like, thinking about the dynamics of them on the yachts and the bikinis of it all and the macrame of it all, honey.
Teresa, like, looking like she cut up every single, like, caftan that she had in her closet and turned it into, like, fucking,
yeah, and then you have Melissa looking like an IG baddie and like all of her like cutout dresses, and it's like, mama, you couldn't give Teresa a little bit of help.
We have to talk about the thing that made everyone talk.
Oh,
that
God.
Video,
yeah,
that TikTok. I just think it's so funny that Melissa, you know
no,
it was Melissa.
Oh,
and she was
sure,
like, we're gonna make this TikTok. If you watch a different housewife during that whole like segment, just stare at one, just pick one, stare, and you will laugh your ass off the entire time. And Ramona was the queen.
I mean,
it's
Ramona for sure. Uh-huh. Someone like did Thriller to her dance moves.
She looked like she was doing the Monster Mash.
Screaming,
it's insane. And then Kyle doing her cartwheels. I think it's funny because it was like it was all secret. It was like, oh, look it, they're posing by their private jets, like, mm-hmm, who's going to the All-Stars? And then it kind of turned into like, we're all best friends and we're gonna post it all over our socials. I
right,
feel like the producers were kind of like,
I think
right,
once Bravo
knows,
and the Peacock like app announced it, they were like, okay, it's free range.
They
too,
didn't even have like an official announcement. They just took everyone's Instagram picture and said, look at, they made a pic collage from 2014 and was like, look at all the housewives.
Some intern like went in with the pic collage and was like, here you go. It's almost like, I mean, we're big Brother fans, so uh-huh, like we are like, if an All-Star season comes on, you're reading the tweets of like who's gonna be on an All-Star
right,
season,
right,
or if like I'm a big Survivor fan with that too. So it's kind of like the tea of them going on the jet. I was like, oh my God, who's
going
to be on?
Who's
What's
going
to happen?
And then I hated, I will never forget, not forget, I will never forgive who ever started this rumor that Jill Zarin was going to be the secret eighth housewife. Rotten hell. Rotten
Hi.
Hell.
It
Rotten
was
hell.
That same guy on Twitter that started the thing that the Beverly Hills trailer was going to be released. And
yeah,
like, everybody got mad. And then he was like, I have insight that Tamra's coming. And then Tamra went on live and was like, no, I'm at my house. And like, Coda DeCasso, bitch.
Tamra's like, these rumors are insane. I've never seen something like this before. I'm like,
you know, that bitch has a Google alert and is so
excited.
She
has
excited.
A Google alert.
Oh, for sure.
She's like,
herself.
It was insane. I was like, okay, you got like
She's
two
like,
texts.
I texted Andy. Like, what? Okay, sis, you literally got a DM in like fucking half a text.
So funny. Well, I'm super excited about All Stars. When do you think it's going to premiere? I'm thinking like late summer, early fall.
Yeah, early fall probably, once like the little bit of these housewives die down and stuff. And I mean, I wonder how many episodes it's going to be.
I heard that it was going to be 4. I'm hoping for like 5.
I mean, they were there for 7-8 days. Like,
I know.
An episode per day is like not, you know, that doesn't make sense, but
yeah,
like, we can only hope.
We can, only,
can
hope.
Only hope.
And I hope it's successful because I want more housewives on, and I want them to do this again, but with women who aren't a part of the franchise
oh,
anymore.
For sure. I want like an LVP. Like, I want like a Bethany to come back. I want like a Nene. I mean, she's burned her
bridges. LOL at Nene taking pictures on a freaking beach. And I'm like, and everyone's like, all right, I'm Googling if Turks and Caicos, why can't I talk right now? Turks and Caicos is cloudy right now.
Yeah.
I was like,
not the FBI level work.
Literally,
that we're doing
I'm like,
here.
Nene. And everyone was doing it. Everyone was pretending they're on a beach.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
Jill Zarin didn't help it when she was like, going on my little trip.
Right. And then like Rena and like Tamra was even posting pictures at the beach.
Rena
like,
was like in a bathing suit. But
I feel like
yeah,
Rena was my biggest shock that she wasn't there. Like I got the
yeah,
Sonia of it all. Like maybe they were just like, I don't even know. People are getting tired of Sonia. We'll get into that later. But Rena was a shock to me. I'm like, you only have one Beverly Hills girl there?
I'm kind of irritated with like how they only had one Beverly Hills girl. And then I'm kind of irritated how they didn't think about like some of the relationships that the women do have.
Right.
That could have like, made it hectic.
Rena was in Cynthia's video, like, Gwen's video with Cynthia. And then you have like Dolores and the relationship with Ramona. They like hate
Dolores
each other.
Dolores and Ramona don't like each other. Vicky doesn't like Ramona either. You could have brought Vicky.
Right.
I know she's like not a part of it anymore, and she's pretty upset with Bravo. But you know that if you give Vicky a call, she'll come. She just is saying this, you know?
Oh, for sure. That bitch will be on there faster than you could fucking...
So I thought that was a missed opportunity. But other than that, I'm really, really excited for
it. So excited. Did you see... The last thing I want to discuss before we get into Roni is the Real Housewives of Potomac women doing the Telfar slash, like,
yeah, is that an campaign. Ad or is that, like, a...
It's a full, like... It has to be an ad because, like... So they just did a... Telfar just did a collab with, like, White Castle. It's, like, they're doing a lot of things for their 10th anniversary and UGG is, like, the next... collaboration. I saw a few like influencers getting it, but like having the Real Housewives of Potomac women as the face of it,
budget.
So far it's just blowing up.
Also, like they are,
yeah, they also like kind of started on Roni like years ago. Uh-huh. A friend of mine, her brother shot the campaign that Sonia was in with like the long Donatella looking hair.
Yeah,
that was Telfar, and like they weren't even big back then.
No,
now they're like massive. It's like a guy from I think like Parsons or Fidum who like blew up with these like cheap looking shopping bags, but that's like whatever.
Oh my
god. But I mean them being the face, it's like finally fashion is taking Housewives serious. You have like Rihanna and like the Fenty and like her putting like some of the girls in the Savage X Fenty show, like the Erica Janes, and now you have like Telfar. It's just like exciting.
And also out of all the Housewives to pick, Potomac is getting the recognition.
I even saw like
deserves.
The new girl was in the photo shoot too.
I'm
and
like,
it's
okay,
just
okay,
like,
Miss Mia, you jumped on at the right time.
It's so exciting. Like, am I gonna miss Monique? Yeah, I wish she was there, but like,
I just wish
I'm
Monique wasn't
for...
so problematic. We'll have to get into
we'll
that.
Into that
time.
I don't think she is, but
I mean, she is in a certain way. All right, so let's get into the Roni premiere, season 13.
I'm so excited.
These women have been on our TVs for 13 years. Ugh. I'm, like, very excited. It started off with, like, this, like, cold open March 2020, and I was like, not this.
Not the COVID of it all. Not this.
I do not need to see another,
especially
like...
Especially New York. New York was so eerie during COVID. It's like, I don't need that.
Also because, like... The reunion last year was like the first in-person one. So I was like, we're over this hump. Like, I don't need to see what a city looks down like shut down. Like, we've seen Orange County. We've seen Southern Charms, you know, like.
Yeah. I mean, Jersey, they just pretend that COVID doesn't exist.
Yeah. They're just walking around like.
They
really
have a mask on.
It's like, so they open with Leah and that. Freaking boxer.
That boxer.
he's like, look at your honker. I'm like, oh my gosh, like what is
opening
this
with
guy?
Leah, like bold choice. Like
bold
second season,
choice.
We're opening right with her. I know a lot of people aren't fans, but like, get ready, guys. This is a Leah McSweeney stan here.
Yeah. Mo is
hard stan. I mean,
she's fighting
that, like,
with the girls on Twitter about it.
I'm trying not to fight with the girls on Twitter, but here we are. I feel like she's just gonna be the face of the franchise and Bravo is pushing for it, and it's like the more that people hate her and tweet about her, Bravo looks at that. Like, look at Teddy Mellencamp. She stayed on for so long because she got so many tweets and so many hits and people were talking about her. Lover or hater, she was a discussion and you were tuning in to talk. Like, y'all keep talking about Leah, she's gonna keep appearing.
Rewind to our hot takes of the last episode. Teddy Mellencamp is not as bad as y'all think she is.
She's not that bad at
she's,
all.
She's very boring and it was time for her to go, but she is not.
But, I mean, she was involved in all the drama. All three
she was
seasons
a big
was
part
on.
Of the LVP takedown.
She was. She was a catalyst, you could say.
Yeah. But so we're like kind of like going throughout the episode, the beginning. It's like showing like Ramona and Ramona's quarantining with Mario and Avery.
Do they fuck? They fuck.
Oh my
they
gosh.
Fuck.
They have
for
to.
Sure. Mario's hot. I'd fuck him. You'd fuck him for sure.
You need to stop. Oh my gosh.
Hot take. Like Mario is in one of my friend's DMs and they like go back and forth a lot. Like she's almost like flown out to Miami and like
really?
To Palm Beach, wherever the fuck that man.
That's some tea.
That is some tea. We'll have to get her on soon.
That is some tea.
She knows who she is. She's listening.
Oh my gosh. But so then we go to Lou. Lou just moved into like a new apartment. We go to Sonia. Sonia's first confessional pops up and she's in this like Judy Garland ruby red like shoe outfit. It was a very like, I very mean, it was a jump scare, y'all. It was a jump scare.
It was. Speaking of confessionals, that Leah look, that was it like money?
The pink
was
one.
Was it money?
All I know is that I hated it.
I, you know what? The more that I looked at it, I got into it.
Her hair was cute.
The hair was cute. I think the outfit. The outfit was there.
It was a choice.
The way that Erica Jane has changed like the game for confessionals, like everyone has to one up, except for Ramona. Ramona's still like at TJ Maxx.
Ramona is still peak season one. She's still wearing those
tops that have like the crisscross.
She's wearing a blouse.
She's wearing a blouse that's cost $29.99 at like fucking TJ Maxx. Maybe at Marshalls.
So it was like a nice little like cold open, and then going and like just kind of showing us like where these women have been during quarantine, even though like we got that during the reunion. That's why I'm just like kind of like confused.
I mean, I guess like COVID didn't end, so like they went back to quarantining back after the reunion.
I guess, maybe.
Especially in New York, like being in New York, I moved back in August, and like the city wasn't open. Like we couldn't go outside. Like you couldn't indoor dine. Like it was still very much shut down
for the rest
of the country. So maybe these women were just still quarantining. I mean, we know that fucking Ramona was out. Ramona was maskless, living it up. Like she was not quarantining at all.
Yeah, like all over. So then we see that Leah is converting to Judaism.
Bold.
Which, like, is giving me very much, like, I need to come up with a storyline quick.
Right. Vibes. Also, like, not, like, here I am, but as someone who is also...
Here she goes.
Yeah, the someone advocate. Who's also recently gotten sober myself, like, they push for a lot of, like, religion and finding a higher power than yourself, and maybe the first time she got sober those 9 years she didn't work on that, and now she's trying to find like this, because she did say like she thought about it throughout the years about converting.
Okay, I'll give it,
you know. I'm just trying to like,
it's not giving me too much, like, but I was telling Mo earlier, because he's such a Leah stan, that like she makes me cringe in certain areas, but I do like her. It's like I like her, and I think she's awesome. I have her merch. I mean, like,
I'm wearing her merch tonight.
You should have texted me, bitch.
I thought you were going to show up in it, and I was like, I thought it was going to be a moment. But, here we go.
I guess we're not that insane. We're calling it, guys. I'm just kidding.
It's been a good two episodes. Here we are.
But so she is converting to Judaism. She says this is her Madonna Ray of Light moment. I cackled at that.
I also cackled at her dog's name. It's Angel Castro Marie McSweeney. And then her dad said that the dog is Mexican. So that means the dog's Catholic.
The whole conversation between... It's so funny because, you know, when these housewives, they like are like... It's not just like, oh, I'm just going to FaceTime my dad really quick. It's like they thought about this for a while.
Oh, for
you know
sure.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And some of the people I always notice, you know, like they just go with it. And it felt like her dad was just like,
he was not happy.
You're not giving me this fake storyline. We've been Christian our entire life. Penance.
Also, her sister was like, so you're going to get involved in organized religion? Like, I'm a Sarah McSweeney stan.
Sarah McSweeney's cute.
I thought she could have been a friend of. Yeah, she could have totally been a friend of.
100%. Like, looking back, was Heather Holla Thompson worth it? She didn't stay that long.
Was it?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
It's supposed to get juicy, apparently. But so she's been converting to Judaism. Good for her, I guess. But the whole conversation with her dad was cracking me up because he just looked like he was not here for the show.
He was not having it.
She's like, do you forgive me for being a bad daughter?
Like, your last name is McSweeney, honey. You're like Irish Catholic.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know if I forgive you. Right. I was like, this is so, like, cringe, but it's so funny. So then we go to Lou's new apartment, her decor. Let's talk about it.
Okay, so, like, some moments I was really, I don't even know. I was looking at those couches, and I was like, oh, cute. And then there was, like, that weird dog in the corner. It was giving very much, like, if anyone, I'm also a big Wendy Williams fan. If you see that house and her apartment has just, it's overpacked with, like, random things.
She's not a minimalist.
That dog was giving very much Wendy Williams.
No, she's, like, and then she's also got her cabaret poster in the background.
For sure, that wasn't hung up.
I'm like, Ramona's like, oh my gosh, you decorated the place so nice. I'm like, Ramona, are we looking at the same apartment?
I mean, because Ramona loves a TJ Maxx, and that apartment was furnished by Home Goods. So, of course she loved it. She came in and said, work.
Yeah, so Lou's like talking to Ramona. They're catching up on the new apartment. Lou is starting to think that she's allergic to alcohol because she couldn't remember how she got home after she drank. And I'm like, babe, that's not being allergic. You blacked out.
That is a blackout. I'm happy to see that she's, like, sober. I will say, like, last season, one of my favorite moments was when Sonia said, do I want to see Ramon or Lou drink again? No, not without me. I love to party with my girl, Lou.
Lou. Lou. I love the way that when she said that. Oh, my gosh. I am happy that she's on this sobriety journey again because, like, I don't think that Lou is, like, an alcoholic per se. Like, I don't think she, like, needs a drink, but yeah, I just don't think she could find that, like, kind of, like, common ground.
Yeah, and I feel like Leah might be the same way. And
I do, too.
Yeah, it's just hard. Like, as I said before, like, someone who's also getting sober, it's like, I don't per se think that I'm an alcoholic or, like, an addict. It's like, I just can't find a healthy relationship with them.
Right.
So sometimes you have to cut it out, which I found myself, like, with Leah and Lou both, like, later on when they have that talk about it, I was like, oh my god, you find yourself, like, connecting with what they're saying.
Right.
We're all on a journey here, girls.
All on a journey. I am liking, I think that's, like, a very, like,
you have real storyline. You have two out of, like, six main cast members sober. Or yeah. Five. How many?
Five.
Five. Oh, god.
Five. There should never just be five main cast members. Six never. Minimum. But so then we see that Lou is right across from Tom's terrace. And I'm like, she's like, oh my gosh, look, the realtor brought me in after I purchased it and everything. And then look who's there. And I'm like, Lou definitely, like, walked into this apartment, not knowing if she was going to buy it yet, realized that Tom lived across, like, the street and was like, I'll take it.
As a New Yorker, everything is about the street, the avenue that you are on. That apartment is definitely on, like, 77th and 1st, and you know exactly where the fuck that family is. She walked in. She asked the realtor, can you get me as close to 77th and 1st as you can?
Yeah.
And they said, we can get you across the street, and she said, sold. I'm in. Sign the lease right now.
I'm like, babe, they even flashed back to her with, like, her dog on the terrace. And I'm like, which, RIP.
Oh, Aston.
But they even flash back to, and I'm like, so you knew exactly where you were. You're like a New Yorker. You live in the city. Like, why are you pretending like you had no idea where Tom lived? You were fucking married to the man, for God's sakes. Like, oh my gosh. But yeah, so Lou is right across.
You know that Ramona's also been on that terrace after fucking the shit out of Tom. She's had a glass of water or something on that terrace after a fuck, for sure.
A whole bottle of Pinot Grigio.
For sure.
But yeah. So then we transition into meeting our girl, Ebony, the new girl. I'm very into her. What do you think of Ebony?
Right off the bat, like, I'm loving it. I feel like she's kind of giving me, like, reminiscent of, like, a housewife that's come in. And, like, Leah kind of had this sort of, like, Dorinda, like, just seamlessly went in. It didn't mm-hmm. mean there wasn't, like, a first season, like, oh, my God, you don't belong here. Like, this is harsh. It was kind of just, like, she transitioned right on in.
It's really hard to find a housewife like Dorinda, like, to come in, yeah, like, so seamlessly.
Words, but, like,
yeah, I don't think it was necessarily like Dorinda level, but it was more like she gelled very nicely. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel awkward. It didn't feel like
it also didn't feel forced. It
produced.
Yeah,
it didn't feel like
it's really hard these days to find a new housewife that isn't overly produced.
But she did say they were talking about resting bitch face and keeping the wrinkles, and she's like, shitting, I'm gonna sleep. She's like, I'll sleep with the resting bitch face, and I go, don't we all sleep with the resting bitch face? Are you smiling when you're sleeping? Like, what's going on there? And then freaking Leah brings up Pita Chip.
I want to know what Pita Chip
is. Who
looks
is
like.
Pita Chip?
He's hot.
He's got to be.
For sure.
With a name like Pita Chip, you've got to be, like, you know, packing too.
Pack, for sure. I feel like he's like a hairy, like, Middle Eastern man. Like, for sure. He probably has so much money. He lives in, like, the financial district in New York. I want to see what this guy
is. I am, like, that is one thing that I, like, relate to Leah so much on, is that when I am talking to people, I do not refer to them by their name. Like, ask okay, any of my friends, like there was, like, this one, like, guy that I was seeing, and he lived in, like, a penthouse. He was, like, very much older than me, and that was penthouse daddy. That was, like, very much his,
so they,
like,
all
aren't
penthouse daddy. Just
I wish I had a list of penthouse daddies. Are you kidding
right.
me? But no. So they're, like, talking about, like, everything. They're talking about, like, not pooping in front of the men that they're talking to. Leah broke up with a guy because he farted in front of her. I mean, it's very.
These two seem like fast friends.
Yeah,
and I'm into it, especially, like, the postseason of them, like, on Instagram in Miami. You know, I feel like it lasts, which I like.
Uh-huh. Sonia's title card is gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Like, okay, I will say about Sonia, like, the confessionals are harsh. Like, I don't know if there was
the
a
one
lot
confessional's
of,
cute.
There was just feels like a lot of work done in between seasons.
Uh-huh.
She's a little bloated.
No, I think she looks like, I thought last season she looked bloated.
I think she looks stuffed. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no.
There.
But not I my will Sonya. Say that she looks stunning. Not my Sonya Rita.
Not my Sonya Rita. I will say she looks stunning in the the title card, though.
Yeah, she looks great. And she's back at the townhouse, which just
feels right.
It's right. Oh, my. It feels it's so like one right. of those things where it's like she's
back at home.
Yeah, she's back at home. Like, Sonya, don't sell the townhouse. Like, I love it. I love watching your interns, like,
for
go.
Sure.
And that's what she's doing in the scene. It's very much giving me that old Sonya, that lovable, like, when she's not drunk and she's just, like, goofy. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, this woman isn't even, like, intoxicated. Yeah. And she's, like, being, like.
She's still, like, I mean, she's still a character. She's still witty. She has those puns. Like, she's a natural comedian. Lucille Ball Witch.
She's, like, in a caftan talking about, she's like, all the ladies are going to be like, Grey Garden, little Edie.
Then she plugged the caftan. It is Sonya Moore.
So, like, typical Sonya Rita.
For sure.
The intern is making her a bubble bath. This intern, like, apparently is working on getting her master's.
Like, how many credits does she get for being Sonya's intern?
I don't. And why I do want to know.
Yeah, why do you do that when you're studying your master's? What college is she going to?
What is the protocol with that? I have so many questions. Like, any of the interns happen? Out there, if you want to be on this podcast and talk, give us a, like, the rundown.
Sonya's past interns, if you hear.
We get pickles.
Oh my God, I just literally wrote on my paper pickles question mark. Where's that Queen Icon legend?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So we're like 20 minutes in, we're seeing Sonya's tits too. She's like making a bubble bath. I'm like, I was like, this
it takes
just
a lot
feels,
to be that authentic on TV. Mm-hmm. Like, she literally bared it all.
These women, like, literally can do absolutely nothing but walk around their house and I crack up. Like,
for sure.
So funny. So then we get a solo Ebony scene. Her title card is gorgeous too. I just don't. Oh my God, I don't know so if I like the fringe gorgeous. On the bottom of the dress.
I saw, like, she posted an Instagram video, and I wasn't loving it either. But, like, in the motion of the title card,
yes,
it works.
It works.
Yeah, it definitely
but, like,
works.
But when she was, like, running around on those behind scenes with it, it looked off. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I would be friends with Ebony
For sure. I feel like I would kiki with her. She's just, like, she's so poised. She definitely has had media training for sure. You can tell. Like,
oh, I was
she's
thinking that. Who,
I've seen her on, like, Wendy, and she's had media training. Just, like, from where her hands are, like, placed to the way that she speaks, and I fucking love it. But it doesn't feel forced.
Mm-mm.
Like, she's kind of like someone. I mean, she's not, like, as crazy and outspoken as Bethany, but Bethany has had media training as well.
Yeah,
and came on the show and, like, had a vision, had a mouth, knew what she was talking about, and they're in no way similar, but right. Just like knowing and being prepped and ready for TV makes you a great housewife.
Exactly.
For sure.
She is going to be very good with her words, I feel, which is, like, I love a wordsmith housewife.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like, yeah. Bethany was, like, very quick, like you said, she was good, great with her words. And, like, Ebony's funny. Mm-hmm. She's freaking funny.
Her, like, commentary, like, we'll get into that later, but, like, her at Sonya's, like, her commentary on watching the same women that we've been watching, she has, like, just this wit about her. That's
it's great. And she was, like, kikiing with her girlfriend who came, which was, this is, like, the first time we've had, like, two women of color just only
in a solo scene.
In a solo scene. And I'm like, I hope we get
the fact that it's
taken
13 seasons in New York City, the most diverse city on earth, for this to happen. It's insane. It's so, I also wrote that that she has the Howard shirt on, and then she had the Central Park 5 mm-hmm. shirt on. It's just the Black Lives Matter mask. Like, she came in, she's making her point known. Mm-hmm. Like, she's here and she's.
Yeah, and, like, later on, she's, like, giving the women, like, a Black history lesson, like, at, like, lunch. Like, she's very much, but she does it in a way that, like,
it doesn't feel like she's, like,
preaching. It's like she's just, like, just having a conversation with friends and, like, educating. So that's great. I'm really loving her energy. So then we cut to, like, Sonya's getting ready for, like, lunch. Like, having this lunch over. She's still keeping the tags on all of her clothes.
Of course, for sure. I wonder, like, where she got that top, how she returns it. Do they not know her at these stores in New York already? Like, oh, there comes Lady Morgan.
These women with their fashion. When they're talking about the fashion in, like, New York, it's so funny because it's, like, not like Beverly Hills where it's like, oh my gosh, I went here and I dropped, like, you know, $50,000 on this Fendi bag. You know, it's like, it's very much like Ramona stole Bethany's dress literally from her show. Sonya keeps the tags on her clothes. We have a conversation in this episode with Lou and Ramona going, like, Ramona's like, I Googled and you can wear white all year round.
Right.
Like, as if, like, I could use this dress, like, more.
New York is arguably, like, the most fashionable place ever. Like, there's, like, Paris, New York, like, fashion capital.
And they're so cheap.
Yeah, so cheap. Oh my gosh.
We get Ebony and Leah in the car, and Ebony name drops my queen, Jill Zarin. Hashtag justice for Jill Zarin. Why was that not trending on Twitter?
Right.
So, and then, like, you know, Leah's giving her, like, a little bit of, like, a background on her relationship with Ramona. Flashes back to the reunion where Ramona's like, she doesn't beat the same drummer as me.
Oh, Ramona.
I just, like, love these women, if you guys can't tell. She beats her own drummer. Sonia is in, like, a full squat getting ready. Like,
full squat. Like, this is back to her being just, like, she's so comfortable on camera.
Kooky.
She's so fucking kooky. Showing her tits in the bathtub, scene one. Then she's over here squatting over, like, a koi pond.
Her legs are, like, wide open.
Fully wide open.
It was so funny. But, and then this was, like, Leah's first time in the townhouse. And so because it wasn't last season, you know. And she's like, it's actually, like, cute. I don't know why people are always saying stuff. And then she goes, I wonder if I took a black light over it, if I would still feel the same way.
You know, that place is full of comedy, for sure.
Yeah, no, it's not cute. So then, like, we have, like, Sonia still cleaning everything. She's like, you have to get the dirt on the rock and not the dirt in the crack. And
Ebony's like, just being like,
are you kidding?
Is this for real?
Like, what is going on here? We get, like, a clip of, like, and then they're talking about, like, Ramona, like, all of her, like, she's been active on social media. She's literally posting everything.
Yeah.
They're like, Sonia's like, oh, like, do I have to say I don't have the antibodies, or I have the antibodies to hug you?
The first thing I thought of was when Ramona posted that check recently, or her, like, bank account statement. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It was, like, $360,000. I was like, how does this woman not make more money than that? I'm like, that's just one account. But then you just saw, like, all those cameos coming through, like, $35, $65.
So funny. All the cameos.
Like, if Ramona's going to post her fucking checking account, she's going to post that she has the antibodies.
Ramona is, like, posting everything. We got a clip of Ramona, which is one of my favorite clips, of her cleaning her toilet in like lingerie.
I like love that. Like a little negligee.
Little negligee. It's so funny. We get to talk about Sonia, like, losing Century 21 deal, which was like sad.
So sad. I was actually kind of comical. I did laugh. Has, like, the scene of her just, like, the fashion show, her getting into Century 1, and then the very next clips. Century 21. Like,
bankruptcy. Shuts down all of its stores. The way we yelled, we were like, you know, Serena. So Sonia is trying to, like, you know, already vibe with, like, Ebony, but she uses her koi fish pond to talk about how she's an ally with diversity.
I can't. She's like, I have black ones, I have red ones, I have white ones.
I have red ones, I have... So I'm like, Sonia.
I love that Ebony kind of just was like, okay, this is what I'm getting into, and, like, didn't feel the need to, like, break that moment down. She was like, all right, like, at least absolutely, you're trying. I'm going to give you a little point for trying, but, like, we're going to get into Let's Do Better.
It's, yeah, so it's definitely because these women, you can tell that they are not in a group for with sure. any POC.
For sure.
So it's definitely going to be interesting to see, like, the dynamics play out. I'm really excited about it. So we get, like, the women, like, sitting down.
We're going to have, like, a lot of cringy moments with it. We're going to have, like, I guess, like, some teaching moments, but it's about fucking time. Like, it's New York City. Like, mm-hmm. they can't just go around being like, we're old white ladies, you know, this is why we don't get it. Like, it's about time someone.
And at least these women seem like they're, like, open already, you know?
It's not problematic yet.
But we get, like, you know, them sitting at this, like, little lunch. It's a cute spread. Sonia put on a cute spread.
Yeah, for sure.
It was very cute.
Did Bravo put it on, or did Sonia?
That is a very, very, very good question. But they're talking about the Century 21 thing. Ebony's, like, asking questions, and she's like, are you looking at your own book, Sonia? This was my favorite line of the entire episode, I think. She's like, are you looking at your own books? Like, you need to be looking at your own books. And we all know that a housewife needs to look at their books, i.e. Teresa, like, yeah, i.e. like Dorit, like, a lot of people,
et cetera.
And she's like, and Sonia's like, I'm seeing the lawyer come out of those that cleavage.
If you're 54% partnership, technically your controlling partnership status, and you need to see your books.
Ooh, I'm seeing the lawyer coming out of that cleavage right there.
I'm sorry. I mean, not to get all badass, but...
I'm loving
this, like, combination of Sonia, Ebony, and Leah. It just feels like, I don't know, it feels like fresh brony. It feels like new and old coming together.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of people are, like, saying this might be Sonia's last go at it, but I feel like she is...
Someone tweeted that within the first 5 minutes of the episode.
I don't know.
This is giving me very last season, and I was like... okay, like, I get you.
I feel like out of any of the girls, like, she's going to gel right in with anyone new that comes in. She's not going to, like, fully go back, like, to bat.
Are you kidding? Sonia doesn't have a bag left. This is her last bag. Okay, she is not going to, like, fuck it up for anything. Like, I don't know what last season you guys are talking about. Yeah.
I lost the fucking toaster oven. I need this show.
She is going to hold on to this for, like, dear life, for sure.
Quincy can't keep getting those deposits from fucking
JP
Morgan.
No. Oh, my gosh. LOL. And, like, all of it. But Ebony, so we start talking about like the quarantine. She suffered a COVID breakup, which was very common, I feel. Yeah. So she
people, like, got into looking at their lives during COVID.
Was she engaged?
She was engaged. I think they were together for like 4 years. I saw her on Wendy. Like,
I saw her on Wendy too.
This down.
When Wendy was like, I'm not hanging out with you.
She was like, Wendy, do you want to hang out? Wendy said, no. She said, well, are you sure? And Wendy just said, no.
And she's like, oh. And she's like, listen, I'm trying to date like myself. Which is Wendy still like with that guy?
The one that she like won? I don't think so.
Really?
I haven't seen
anything. She was like cozying up to him, like, you know, with like food, like wings in front of
Mike.
Mike. Mike. He was funny. I did like
he
him.
He was funny.
But so then Lou and Ramona finally show up in their matching white, because apparently you can wear white all year round.
For sure.
So this had to be like after Labor Day, right?
I'm going to guess. Yeah.
But
like right after, probably. That's why she Googled it. It's probably like the weekend.
Can you imagine
after.
Sonia or Ramona? Is it okay to wear white right after
you know,
Labor
she
Day?
Definitely asked Siri. Siri?
Siri, is it all right if I wear white? But then they start talking about like dating and stuff, and Ramona like going like, how are you guys dating during COVID? And I'm like, Ramona, you're probably the only one who is dating during COVID. Yeah. What are you talking about? Why are you asking? Out of like all the women to like ask, it was definitely Ramona.
All over.
I was like, Ramona, how's dating in Florida?
How's dating all over the fucking country? Honey?
That's where you've been. But we get a Harry Dubin reference.
I have a good Ramona and Harry Dubin story. I've been saving this.
Tell.
One of my best friends used to bartend at this bar, a tea bar, which is always in the show.
I think wasn't that where she was crying last year, where she was like, I just want a man to hold
the bartender Radhika. Radhika. So Radhika's not my friend, but I have gone out with Radhika because my friend like knows her. But I was once there, it was like midnight and they were closing down the place, and I'm like sitting at the bar waiting for my friend to leave work. Ramona's there at a table with Harry, and like Shake It Off by Taylor Swift starts playing, and Ramona gets up on the chair and is like, I love Taylor Swift. Is dancing. It's pouring rain outside. Everyone's leaving. They're the last two to leave. They had to like catch a cab together, of course. And I mean, it's just known that she and him leave that place together like
all the time.
On a Friday night past midnight all the time.
So this, she's still going on with this Harry Dubin.
And this was like, I mean, when Shake It Off by Taylor Swift came out, this was like 1989 era.
Oh, this so was this a was long, a couple of years ago.
This was a long time ago. And I've seen her there multiple times. And
what season was the show on at that point?
I don't even know, like it was maybe like before Bethany came back, like 6, 7, 7.
That was 2014, wasn't it?
Yeah, when Shake It Off came out around then.
Yeah.
I feel it was like right before Bethany's return.
Oh my gosh,
she's been getting that Harry Dubin dick for
a while
let
now.
Let it be known.
Harry Dubin needs an apple, guys. Like,
for sure.
Literally, the way that he gets brought up every single season it's actually kind of
it's so
commendable.
Comical, for sure. The fact that he like was married to Aviva Drescher, though.
But so then Sonia is like talking about Ebony's men. She's like, Ebony's like talking about like dating the bosses. Like you have to go for people that are loaded. But then she was also talking about a guy that has like 3 kids around it. And you can tell that like Sonia's trying to make small talk with this girl. And it is just like not hitting. She's like, oh, you're dating guys that are really loaded, fully loaded with money and fully loaded with sperm.
She's just like not used to these girls.
I'm like, Sonia, I just love her, guys. Sonia, I would literally die for that woman. But Lou and Leah start bonding and having a very good conversation about sobriety and not drinking, and they're going to lean on each other this season.
Yeah, I love that. It's great to know that, like Leah said, this wasn't something new for her. Mm-hmm. For Lou, it's been like an ongoing battle. And like I was saying earlier, as I'm now getting sober, I've told myself so many times, like, oh, I can do it for this amount of time. Or like, you know, like Leah, like Lou said she was doing. So it's just nice to have like this real conversation as New Yorkers, especially a city that's made for partying, that's made for going out.
Right.
These women are always drunk. It's going to be
This is the hardest out of the franchises, I think, because the women in New York
I mean, New York just doesn't sleep no matter what age you are.
No.
Like, these women are partying on the Upper East Side. So it's going to be interesting to see them this season kind of leaning on each other with sobriety. Right. And it's a storyline we need after last season, them being fucking wasted 24-7. Dorinda being just so sloppy and so nasty. So it's going to be like, I mean, it's going to be a transition.
When she went out, it was tough.
It was tough, for sure.
It was tough.
Yeah, it was definitely alcohol and others induced.
Yeah.
And dot, dot, dot.
But yeah, and dot, dot, dot. But Ramona and Lou are both upset with Sonia for like being MIA for 8 months. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Sonia Rita, how Sonia are you not Rita. Texting Lou?
I know. That's wild. I mean, that kind of blew my mind. I didn't know they didn't talk for that long.
That's definitely going to be.
She was back in the townhouse.
Yeah.
Ramona said in her confessional.
That's definitely going to be going probably into the season of like resentment. I always feel like Ramona and Sonia's like discourse always has to do with like one or the other like not being there for them at a certain time,
for sure.
Or like something like that. So they decide that they're gonna go on a cast trip, so we're getting the Hamptons, which we got this beautiful
the chills
oh, like flash forward
chills.
Of like, you know, basically like Luann going like, well, sometimes it goes good and sometimes it goes bad, and then it's like Leah's like, you're out and it's
God
like
God bless the fucking Bravo editors. These Bravo editors deserve edit. Emmys. That gave me chills because I was like, okay, the episode's winding down. I was winding down, fully right back up.
I blinked, and before the episode, like, I was over. I was like, oh, my gosh, I was having so much fun. But, yeah, so, like I said, they're, like, doing, like, a flash forward. You can see in the flash forward that Heather is on the Hamptons trip, so she's coming, like, very soon. She's probably coming in, like, the next episode.
I believe that they filmed a scene, like, of them at lunch, her with Lou and Ramona, before, like, probably inviting her to the Hamptons.
I'm sure that's what that is, yeah.
And then we'll see her for X amount of episodes. I mean, all the headlines saying that Leah assaulted her, that she quit filming because of Leah's a camera whore.
Right.
Like, I mean, we'll see.
It's definitely going to, like, get crazy. I'm super excited. Then they just showed, like, the Roni, like, super tease.
Yeah.
That was the Roni premiere. I give it, like, 5 stars. Yeah, I thought it was great.
I mean, like, I thought it was great. It was a great, like, what's to come of the season. It was a good, like, I mean, it was a good little intro to it. It felt fresh.
It felt very fresh.
It felt like we haven't left these women at all. It just felt like we're back home.
You know what I really kind of miss, though, of like the older Housewife seasons is when you get a new housewife. Like, for example, like when Kenya Moore came in.
Yeah.
It's like she was like, I'm Kenya Moore. I'm like, and it's like showing clips like of different parts in the life. Like it's a jam-packed intro.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, or it shows them like walking up the street, and it's like this dramatic thing,
like,
you know?
Tinsley,
it's
like when she came on and was walking up.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I miss those kinds of introductions rather than the like. I understand that it's like, oh, here's my friend, and I'm bringing them into the group, and it feels like less produced.
I feel like
that
TV
way
was so much more like, I don't know, just extra, and like reality was so weird back then. They did like the music and then like coming on and like multiple clips. I know, bro, let's bring it back.
Yeah, let's bring that back.
Because we all love to complain on Twitter, and Bravo listens, and they're like, no.
Start, like,
they're all about storyline. It's like, if there was an episode filled with like personal storylines and no group scenes, you'd all be like,
yeah, oh my gosh, why are there so many solo scenes? Where are the group scenes?
This is reality TV. I don't need to know a storyline for everyone. That's why I love Roni, is because they don't like harp on a storyline. Like, them getting together is a storyline.
It's very quick paced. Yeah. It like moves.
It's so fast.
I mean,
I love.
This episode flew by.
Literally.
But like, I loved it. I thought it was a great premiere. I'm really excited for what's to come. I'm excited to meet Brishan. I think that's how you pronounce her name.
Yeah, I think we'll see her very soon. I have trouble pronouncing her name.
From what I see on social media, I think she's going to be great.
She seems fun. I think Ramona brings her in, which is interesting.
Interesting, yeah. And then she had that post with Ramona like today or something.
I think they're
like
really good friends.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm excited to see what's to come.
I'm excited for this season. I think it's going to be good.
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
I'm super excited.
All right, so now let's get into the Real Housewives of New Jersey episode. This was, I believe, episode 12. We have one more episode until the finale.
I mean, one more.
Or no,
I feel like this season.
This was the one episode.
Yeah, the finale's next week. 13 is like.
At the same time, I'm almost happy with like how concise and like they're just like they're cut the bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, there hasn't been much going on this season, so like
as opposed to Dallas, where like Dallas has Not Dallas. Well, not Dallas. Atlanta's been dragging. Yeah,
I mean, Dallas dragged too, but that's a tale for another fucking time.
True. So let's get into this Jersey episode. Not like a ton happened this episode. There were some funny moments. We got like, you know, some things, but it starts off with like Melissa at Envy.
I feel like Envy's just like a sheen. Like, she's buying this clothes on Shein and then selling it for. Have you seen the prices at Envy? They're expensive.
Really?
Like, yeah, like a top's, I think, like over $100 for sure.
Oh my God.
And it probably costs $4 to make. Like, for sure. It's giving me very much Shein vibes.
Yeah, so we start with Melissa at Envy. Nothing really goes on. Marge is getting ready for a photo shoot for her book. I think it's what's called Caviar Dreams. Something and a tuna fish tuna. Budget.
I know there's some tuna in there.
Just, I love that. You know, it gives me a little callback to Danielle Staub calling her trout mouth last season, which is like one of my favorite lines, I think, ever. Like, what's your problem, trout mouth?
Oh, Beverly.
But so, and Marge's house is still
House is so fucking ugly. Like, what's going not on done. There? There's so many patterns. I don't even
it's
know.
It's not even that it's ugly. It's just not done. They're like been working on it for like ever.
It's like her husband's whatever he does. He's like, that's what does for a living. Like, sir.
Literally. We go to Jackie. Jackie's planning her birthday party. She's going to an orchard. And I'm really loving Jackie's confessionals this season, actually. I think she looks gorge.
Yeah, she looks gorge, but like that's the only time she looks gorge. Her hair is so fucking bad. It's like rotting out of her head. It's there's time for some new extensions.
Oh, no. Dolores gives her a call and says, like, that she has a doctor's appointment and that she's not going to be able to be on the shuttle ride for their trip to the apple orchard for Jackie's birthday. And, like, Jackie's like, oh, like, is it – are you sure it's not because of, like, what happened the other night?
Behind your back. You. Learn how not to talk behind my fucking back. Go your self. Right, let's f-ing go. You know,
like also, like, you know, last week with the Patterson Dolores coming out, yeah. I lived.
I love when they cut to the confessional and she was like, absolutely do not have a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, she's like, I absolutely do not have a doctor's appointment. There's like no way. I just like, she's obviously still bitter about what happened.
Like, I mean, they were so fucking nasty to her. Like, I think the fact that like what they were saying, granted, wasn't that outrageous. Like, yes, do I think Dolores wants a ring and hasn't gotten one for sure. But like also, she knew none of those people. Mm-hmm. And they were saying all this in front of, like, basically strangers to her. And
it
she
was, comes in late. It was weird. It's like, yeah, it's like, this isn't people that they hang out.
And then, like, she
with.
Was in the front of the party. It was like she was performing for them. The entire party was facing her. They're talking about her relationship. And she walks in and is like, what?
I just love Frank when he's like, what did he say? He's like, are you mad at me? And she's like, no, I'm just gonna, like, just need to calm
she's
down.
Like, give me five minutes.
I was like, Frank was, like, definitely, like, Dolores.
It's a little for Dolores. Sure.
Frank's little, like, I would die for Frank Catania. Like, I love Frank Catania, but his smile and his like laugh is so contagious.
I can see like why back in the day he was like a fuckboy for sure. He probably had like that 100%. Charm to him. Like, maybe not the looks back in the day, because they did show that flashback photo and he looked like The Rock, maybe. I don't know, with like a weird, it was just weird. But like, I feel like the charm is there for sure.
He's that muscle, like juice head.
Yeah. Older. Back in the day, like on the Jersey Shore, like just pounding away.
I would have been definitely in a Dolores' position. Hell, I probably wouldn't even gotten divorced. I would probably just let it happen.
go off.
But so then we cut to Jennifer is redecorating her home finally. And I died when she said that this, like her decor, which as you guys remember, every like piece of furniture was a fucking throne. It was like, you know, and it was gaudy, so gaudy. And tacky. Oh, and just gosh. Like, if you thought Teresa's house was like gaudy and tacky, it's like Jennifer's was like, you
the
know,
the cheap, gaudy version. Cheap, Teresa's at least looked a little elevated. With no taste. Jennifer's like straight out of like, I don't even know.
Jennifer's like, Teresa's looked like a little bit more of like an homage to like Italian culture, where like Jennifer's looked like
the sheen of furniture.
Yeah. Oh, just awful. And so then she tries to blame Bill for all the furniture. I'm like, you are not going to convince me that Bill is like this like gaudy, tacky person.
No, that is 100%.
Bill gave you the credit card.
When they showed, like, the before and, like, after of her house, I feel like it's somewhat worse. Like,
yeah.
It's like you should have just stuck with your original terrible, like, gaudy interior, because now it just looks like a Z Gallery, which it is Z Gallery. I think they're sponsoring it.
I'm like, it is not... This was not Bill.
No, okay. For sure.
But, yeah, so then Jennifer is talking to her dad, you know, they're trying to figure out... You know, which I think the most compelling storyline this season has been her parents' storyline.
Yeah, it's like there's so much like deep-rooted like sadness in her mom, which is like, gosh. I could watch this whole storyline. It's like the cultural aspects of it all. It's like her mom is just so deep-rooted in that culture, and like she's so like concerned about what people think, and the dad is just so nasty. Imagine being married off at like 16
yeah,
to a man
that's
like much older, and like that man just looks like a terror at any age. Like he's just a creepy little crawler in that corner.
You know what he also looks like though? When I was watching, I was like, I would love Pixar to make a little short.
He does.
He looks like a Pixar.
Him just like humped character. Over with the fucking
headphones yeah. and the iPad yeah. just hunched around, walking around like with this like smug look on his face. You know what else I would also like is. I'm not like crazy about the Housewives spinoffs. Like usually I only think like some need them. I would love a one, like 4-episode spinoff of Jennifer and her family going to Turkey.
Oh, I would love that.
You know?
I mean, they give Candy a spinoff for everything. Like Candy done went skiing.
Candy gets a spinoff for making a PBJ. I would love.
I think that'd be so interesting. Like, especially with all this shit going on, you could like get a behind the scenes look into the culture. Because mm-hmm. her brother did like an arranged marriage as well. So
right.
like, I mean, who knows in like 20 years if that's going to end up the way
that her gay brother. See how like they take that over in Turkey. Like, I mean,
and then
honestly,
she has that Queen Icon Legend daughter. Both of them.
Oh
the
my
younger
gosh,
one
yeah.
and the
They're
older
both
one.
Queens. Yeah.
They're both stars.
So yeah, so then we see Jennifer talking to her mom. Her mom is embarrassed about what went down at the tea party last week. Rightfully so, a little bit.
Sure.
Like, she didn't even give her a heads up.
But didn't her mom know when they were having – they were, like, constantly having this conversation in the kitchen or, like, in the backyard with – like, the cameras were there. So it's obviously a storyline. Like, every time she comes over, they're talking about
I'd
it.
I'd assume
so
that like, anytime there's cameras around that my shit is going to be put on blast.
Right. And her mom has to know that. She can't be that naive. But, like I always said
– But like, at the same time, like, I feel like Jennifer could have given her, like, a, hey, like,
her
these
mom,
women
–
like,
yeah.
these women – Like their moms all are going through. They all are going through or have gone through similar.
She thought her mom
situations.
Would have like perceived that, but like she didn't tell her that outright. And it's like
right.
you should have given her the heads up, not just like she's not a mind reader here.
Right. And then she starts arguing in Turkish with her mom, and it was just
was
very like
real.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, I felt that. I was like, oh my gosh! And her dad is just watching there in the corner,
iPad in hand, creepy headphone out of his ear. Like, ugh.
Then we get Tree and Melania's talking with like a mouthful of like burgers and fries, and Tree. She's like packing up everything in her like garage. I was just like,
what is this? Shit been there?
I would like literally rather like do anything than help Teresa move out of that house. Could you imagine like how much stuff they have?
Oh
I mean, there's
gosh.
Like two big ass like nutcrackers, a like giant fuzzy spider, all the stuff that they're moving. I was just like, what
how
on
long
earth?
Is it, and how long
at the same time, I would
there?
Kind of like want to watch them move.
I don't
just
want
to see what,
that.
Just to see what,
I want no bar
just
in
to
that.
See what she has.
I was like, we could have kept this scene
like
on the editing floor. Like,
they're talking about Tree's new man, Louis. We finally meet him. Like towards the end of the episode, we'll get there. Well, not even really meet him, but they're still talking about him. And I feel like Joe is like kind of being annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like rushing. I'm like, she just got divorced.
Right.
Like,
do you
let
want
this woman, like, live.
End up the same way.
Yeah, like.
I also thought, like, when was the last time we got a scene of them alone, like, just doing normal things? Like, not fighting, not, like.
I was thinking that, too, where it was, like.
Not about the dad or the mom. Like, it was kind of just, like, them having, like, a brother-sister scene.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
Sometimes I like it when it's just, like, watching these people live out their lives, you know?
Yeah,
like,
especially
I don't need,
them.
Like, a scandal every single episode. But so then we flash to Marge's book cover shoot. She's got the pigtails back. I like miss the pigtails a little bit. Very cute moment between
her new face looks great.
Oh my god, amazing.
So
her and Marge Senior.
Mm-hmm.
They had a very cute moment
too. I don't know if the tits are new. I know the face is, but like she looked good all together. Like
her
the
teeth.
Dress,
I
the
think
teeth,
she mentions her veneers later
all
on
the
in the
above.
Episode. And then we go over to Dolores and Frank. They're having a party for their kids for their birthday. Like I said, this episode was just very like much like everyone just like living their lives.
The last few episodes have been a lot of filler scenes, like the solo scenes. Like they showed us this episode or this scene of them at doing a little birthday thing, but then they didn't show us Mark and Dolores sitting down. They showed a flashback of it.
It's like, I would have liked to see that.
I'd much rather have seen that. It moves instead the story
of
along.
Looking like, at a cake for baby that, Frankie, and it's like no one was Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, he was like not interested at all. He was like on his phone, like, get me the fuck out of here.
Literally. But then David comes in, and David, I'm sorry. David, like, Dolores, I get that you, like, are happy or whatever, but every time this man walks into a room, I do not get doctor. I get landlord. I think I have to hand over a check.
Not landlord.
A landlord.
Not a slumlord.
Yeah, he looked like my old landlord. Like, ooh. I mean, it was, like, one of those things where it's, like, he's coming in and going, like, do you have, like, the money today? Do you have the money today? Or, like, I'm just here to mow the lawn. That's what I feel like he just, like, serves that purpose. You know, it's, like, it's – I hate
it's
it.
It's also so dry.
So
I feel like
dry.
Like at one point she's saying like, I don't want the ring. I'm fine with like this relationship. But like her face, body language, everything is giving like, I want love in life.
Yeah.
And even this isn't a loving relationship.
The medium with the whole medium thing.
When she cried over the fucking dog.
She
sobbing,
wept over that dog. Sobbing. And then when the medium was like, David's not your soulmate. She was like, okay.
She was like, okay. She's like, fair point.
She's like, I guess you're right, you know? Like, and so they talk about like Michelle's party and the Porsche and the ring. And she's like, are you mad at them about that? And he's like, and David's like, I don't care. And I'm like, David, do you care about anything? Oh my God.
Literally.
It's like insufferable.
What does that man care about?
What does it? I want to know.
Because he doesn't come alive at work.
He like, doesn't even look like he's passionate. We got a video of him talking about
the kidney
stones. And he still looks like talking monotone. Oh, I don't know. God. I'm just going to let Dolores live her life. I love her to death. I'll always love her.
Dolores does look so hot this season, though. The hair, the face, like, the body. She looks so good. Like, she deserves to be fucked, and that man is not fucking her.
No. She deserves to – well, she says he is, but I don't know if I believe it. I'm like, he doesn't have time to go to an apple orchard with you. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, so –
I also love that Frank was like, my daughter's a doctor. She's a fucking vet.
Yeah. She is still a doctor.
But she couldn't even be a vet in the U.S. Remember, she had to like, go to like Guatemala or something to get her vet license.
Really?
Am I right? I think so.
I don't think that was because she couldn't be a vet in the U.S.
I think she didn't like get into the college one. She had to go to like some third world country. Like maybe.
Where did you hear that? I thought she did something really nice. I thought she was going to help out the puppies in like Guatemala or something.
No, I thought she had to get her degree there because she couldn't get into it in the U.S.
We're going to fact check that. I don't know.
Someone look this up.
Someone Google that.
Our two listeners are yelling like, no, this is false.
Yeah, literally. But then we go to Jackie's like birthday. All the women are coming over for like breakfast. Marge is in like this beautiful little like pink, like over the top, like fur.
She looks so good. I was like, okay, she does look like the Jersey version of glamour.
She,
for sure.
Yeah, like, I love that kind of like. Not classy, but not trashy vibe.
I thought of like put like a Dorit next to Marge and like the fashions across the franchise.
Oh my gosh.
So different.
It's kind of insane. Like, and they're like putting out the spread. Marge sees that there's like pineapple and she's like, save that for Teresa.
A lot of food for so many.
I literally thought that is so much fucking food.
Like, I mean, yeah.
I was like, what are you guys going to do with that? They start talking about like Joe and Marge is saying like that was like a Neanderthal move.
Neanderthal's
like scumbag
a move. It's such a perfect word,
especially when you think about how he calls like refers to his penis as Tarzan.
Oh my God.
You know?
Or like the snake and the poison. Such
Neanderthal. I still love Joe Gorga though.
I feel like I've been saying that I want to fuck all the house husbands. I'd fuck Joe Gorga. Yeah. Sure. His face looked a little bloated after he passed the kidney stone. Did you notice that?
A little bit.
It looked like Sonia.
It looked like would you stop talking about Sonia's bloating?
It did. I was like, geez, Louise, talk about Botox.
Oh my gosh. But they're like talking about Teresa's new man. Melissa thinks that Louis is her next husband. And I'm like, you guys need to slow this train. Like, this woman has been through it.
Right.
We need to dot our I's and cross our T's and make sure that this man isn't a criminal as well.
I know. Going back to the scene at the garage, though, I did almost get a tear when she was like crying because she was like so happy or like that her brother was so happy that she's happy and she just had those tears.
I get it. You could be happy. She deserves it. She deserves it.
That's why I think she's telling them, like, stop talking about it.
I am glad that she is like, I don't want to bring him around until I like am absolutely sure.
And it goes to show that this is kind of like a real relationship. Because if it was, like, for the cameras, he'd be on there in 2 seconds, which, I mean, the face does give me a little bit of opportunist, but, you know,
they give Jackie some earrings, which, like, threw me back to, like, remember
those things were so fucking ugly.
I think it was season 9 when they were literally, like, all fighting over Teresa's affection and giving her a different necklace every fucking week.
Yes.
And they're, like, at the reunion and, like, Danielle's like, it's got day and tay. And I'm like, I wonder, like, what that necklace is doing now. But I guess Dolores at the reunion was like, if you and Danielle ever stop talking, it'll be Dolores and Teresa.
I forgot about that. I love that.
And then, like, right after that, like, Jennifer gave her necklace. Marge gave her necklace. I'm like, we need to stay away from the jewelry with these women.
This woman need?
No, seriously.
I also wrote down that there were so many ugly hats going on.
Oh, my gosh. So many hats. So many Forever 21 floppy hats.
Oh, gosh.
Very much.
Very Jersey, though.
But, yeah, Melissa gets a text from Gino that Joe is in, like, tons of pain. He's, like, passing a kidney stone. And at first, like, me and Mo were, like,
bamboozled.
We are traumatized. We have trauma from, like, the Gorga storylines this season of them going, like, oh my gosh.
And then
going, like, we're just kidding. I literally thought, like, any minute Joe was going to be like,
yeah,
I'm just messing with you. Like, just stuff kidding. Like that. Like, not really, like, passing a kidney stone.
I love that, like, as soon as they found out he had a kidney stone, they were all like, karma. Karma. Even his sister, she was like, nah.
Seriously. They're like, oh my gosh. But yeah, they were all like, it's karma. You know, you know that, like, Dolores manifested that.
Oh, for sure. She was doing some brujería on her, like, in the basement. Like,
no, when they get to the hayride and they're talking about the kidney stone, like, you know, Dolores is like, he's been awful. Tree, he has been awful, and you know what they say, kidney stones is like giving birth, and like, he deserves that. I was like, what? I love that you get to Dolores see,
like,
do
the relationship that they have had for so many years, like Joe, Dolores, they've known each other for like 20 years, and it's like, she's comfortable enough, because I feel like even without the camera, she would have this conversation with Teresa and be like, your brother too much, like,
he
was, you know,
he fucked up. I love when the cities have like deep history,
deep,
and that's what
history,
like, we were
kind
of talking about when like Dorinda came in on New York. It was like she's known them forever. But yeah, so then like they're walking around this apple orchard and Cherie's like, I want to bake an apple pie. I want to try an apple pie. And I'm like,
what did
this
she
bitch
call
ain't
them?
Never tried an apple pie before.
She was like, Macintosh.
Macintosh apples. But yeah, it was great, like, watching her, that they've all got those designer masks on. Those, like, cheap designer masks.
Oh, my gosh. Those are straight, like, made in China masks that, like, are with a fake Gucci, like, print on them.
I'm like, Jennifer, you did
doesn't
not get
that. Doesn't get as jersey as that.
Literally, you did not get that from Chanel. Just like you didn't get that Sailor.
No, the same place she got her furniture, it was, like, Wayfair.com. She's like, oh, they make necklaces now.
They're still talking about Joe. They keep talking about Joe with his, like, kidney stone. And Dolores brings up something, and I go, this is a scene that I want to see, is Joe and Frank going to go get a colonoscopy together. I was like, could you imagine that, like, little trip to the doctor? Which, gosh. And so they're all sitting at the little, like, wine table. The tree cuts everyone off, and they're all, like, talking. And she's like, guys, don't we have to finish the wine? Hurry up. You
it
know,
was, like very Sopranos of it all.
Very Sopranos.
We got to finish this one before the next one, you know?
She, like, the waitress comes over, and it's like, this one's got dry notes of pineapple trees. Like, oh! Pineapple.
I like her pussy must taste immaculate. Like, woman is obsessed with pineapple.
That pineapple.
I love that.
So,
for her.
Marge brings up the Halloween party that we're inevitably seeing. We've seen in the previews.
Yeah, it's been in the trailer.
That they're like, hey, like, you should bring David to Dolores. And Jennifer's like, you gonna bring David? And Dolores is like, fuck no, I'm not bringing David. You guys were all just like talking shit, you know? And Jennifer like comes out with I think he should just be there for you at least one time.
She's like,
and Marge literally
shut the fuck up. Dolores got so pissed.
What just came out of my mouth? I was like, that. What was that sound? That wasn't like a bark. That's not how Marge sounded.
Marge sounds like the fucking Cookie Monster.
Oh, like, yeah, no. But they're like, yeah, we need to like see David. He should come around. And then they're also pressuring Teresa to bring her man around. And they're like, just put him in a mask and no one will know who he is. I'm like, you know what would be a great costume tree? Is the Phantom of the Opera. You guys could come as the Phantom of the Opera. You could be Christine Daae. He could be the Phantom.
I mean, you just threw a Phantom of the Opera party recently.
Oh, so I know. I'm fresh on your brain. Very much fresh in my brain. Love a good Phantom tea party. But yeah, so then we get to the Melissa and Joe scene where he's like recovering from his.
How many times did they like rehearse this scene? She was like, Joe, walk in again. This one did feel real.
This one felt a little bit more authentic because Joe is showing his ass and it's like aggravating me because it's like he really just is like in that like oh like women like need
Neanderthal
to be,
he's so misogynist and like the deep-rooted misogyny whenever he talks to his daughter is just so fucking disgusting.
It's like sometimes I feel like he takes a step forward and then he takes three steps back.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes I feel like he's like really like open to it.
I also hated how in the confession he was like, Melissa wants this, I gave it to her. Like, it's also Melissa's paycheck from the show that's funding a lot of your guys' life, and you love the fame as well. So, like, don't say you gave her this. Like, bitch, her money's coming into this household.
Listen, Georgina. Okay, yeah, you're a housewife yourself.
You're the eighth housewife. You're the eighth housewife. Like, you live for this show.
But yeah, so then we get a nice little flashback to On Display. On display, on display, on display.
Each and every day, every day. On display, on display.
A bop. But yeah, this did feel like the most like real argument the Gorgas have had because that one in the shuttle was like when he was like, she's like, maybe we're going apart. He's like, maybe we are. And I'm like, how many times did you guys rehearse that?
So many fucking
but yeah,
times.
So then we flash to Tree is getting ready for her date with Louie. She's holding up this shirt, which is like, fun fact, I saw on Twitter that it's the same shirt that Candace is wearing in her confessional on Potomac.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, literally, like these housewives with like the recycled, like they all are wearing the same
but
clothes.
What's funny is that like Candace and Tree's shirt is from Zara and then everyone's recycling that like Tom Ford dress.
That
it's
same
like, oh, a $10,000 dress and a $69.99 Zara top. Goes to show you the level of, wealth these ladies are spending.
We close out the episode with Louie walking up that gaudy driveway up to her house.
And like a velvet tuxedo.
In a velvet tuxedo. He is handsome, but I'm just hearing like some like.
During the episode, Zach goes, he's handsome. And I said, he's a man.
Shut up. He is handsome. He's cute. He's cuter than Juicy Joe, but in a weird way.
I love people cuter than Juicy Joe. Juicy Joe's
I think Juicy Joe's kind of cute.
I can't. I'd fuck about anything, and I would not fuck that man.
No, like, Juicy Joe's like, I don't know. Juicy Joe had his funny moments.
He did, but he has, like, T-Rex arms. I don't know.
He does have T-Rex arms. Do you remember when he did that somersault and he, like, broke his tooth? And, like, Gia's like, oh, no!
It's the most iconic thing he's ever done is, my cunt wife.
That was horrible. I mean, it was iconic, but it was horrible.
So
it's, like, such
up.
A bad flashback. It really shows, like, that, like,
that she deserves love. Yeah.
So we'll see what they left us with a little cliffhanger with Louie. We'll see what he's like. I'm
probably being a little bit too like giving with the to be continued. Like, did that need to be a to be continued?
No, it didn't. I don't need it to be continued every freaking episode.
It makes the actual to be continued. Like when they were like capsizing the boat in Cartagena.
Yeah,
like, that was a to be continued. This man walking up Teresa's door is not a to be continued. At all.
Yeah, no. Like they would have to be continued the kidney stone thing.
Yeah, like literally.
But yeah, so. We'll see what this man brings. He gives me a little bit of Brooks energy.
It's a little opportunistic, is what I said.
Cut to Mom and Joyce going like, I think he's an opportunist.
Even though I do feel you're opportunist.
In her like sunglasses and like thing over her head.
She's
with
like,
a trench coat.
I'm like so defensive of a tree at this point where I don't want anyone to hurt her. And I'm like, cut to that Mama Joyce line where I'm like, ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough to keep me off your ass, baby.
There ain't no river high enough, ain't no ocean deep enough, ain't no desert hot enough to keep me off your ass, baby.
Oh, Mama Joyce.
So
she literally tried to fight Candy's best friend for her.
That's
and
like
that's the energy that we need for Tree.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm excited about the finale. I think overall this has been a very good season. I just think that
dry for me. I think that we need to build on the cast. I don't think anyone needs to leave, but we need at least two new housewives.
Mm-hmm.
That realtor woman was not giving anybody anything.
No, she wasn't giving anybody
They lost Beverly. Like, you can't lose Danielle and then bring in this half-assed realtor. And
right.
I think that she's going to bring storylines.
If you're going to bring in a realtor, you better bring in Melissa's old realtor from, like, season 4 or whatever, where she's like, look at the countertops, they're wood. She's like going through the gorgeous house. She's like, look at that crack. Oh, this house is so ugly.
No. Or bring in like Lori from Roni, that realtor. Yeah, Dorinda's realtor. Dorinda's Let's realtor. Bring her on.
But yeah.
She's very active on Twitter.
That is our Jersey recap.
That's it.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. This was our first recap. We're just so excited to finally get into some Bravo topics that are like current events. More to come. Let us know what you guys want to hear. If you want to hear more recaps, if you want to hear some hot takes, if we can do some special episodes, things like that. We will be having guests on in the future, just our other like Bravo crazy friends. Hopefully can get to the place where we have like some more serious guests on the podcast.
Yeah, we're manifesting a housewife, so pray for us.
Pray for us.
Crystals out, light some sage. Let's get a housewife on this podcast.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @about_Bravo. We live tweet on Twitter. We post lots of content on our Instagram and our Instagram stories. You can DM us. Tell us what you want to hear. Tell us what you want to talk about.
Give us some feedback. We are on Google, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Every Thursday. Thanks, guys.
Bye.